WIAA track and field action will be happening tonight in the area. Portage will be the site for Division II athletes to run and compete. Among the Richland Center athletes, Danica Pauls in the pole vault, Soleil Ewing in long jump, Madeline Huber in shot and discus. Also for the Richland Center boys, Malachi Fretz in the 800 and 1600, Robert Budden in the 800, Ryan Stadler in the 3200. The 4x4 relay team, Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, and Malachi Fretz, and Teague Perkins will compete in the shot put. River Valley athletes going to the sectional include Aiden Hill in the 100, 200, and 400. Wesley Hatfield will compete with the 100 and 400 groups, and Mason Schulte in the 1600. River Valley girls will be represented by Gina Klein in the 200, Anya Sefrud in the 200, Brielle Grant in the 1600, and the River Valley 4x2 relay team will be headed to sectional. Again, that is in Portage today. River Valley's 4x2 relay team also competes. Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, Anya Sefrud, and Evelyn Tripolin. Today at Bangor, Division III teams will be headed in that direction. For Riverdale, Olivia Meese in the 800, Mallory Meese in the 1600, Gretchen Buchholz competes in the 100-meter hurdles, and in the high jump, Kaylee Carter in the pole vault. Riverdale's 4x1 relay team, Mary Medina, Kiara Prohaska, and Kaylee Carter, and Gretchen Buchholz, and the 4x8 relay team, Olivia Meese, Riley Bierce, Jenna Wheatonen, and Mallory Meese. And for Ithaca Weston, headed to today's competition in Bangor, Clayton Lee competes in the 1600 and 3200, Kaylee Peterson in the 800, and also in the high jump. Tristan Peterson will be also jumping the long jump, Aubrey Cook in the triple jump, and the Ithaca Weston 4x1 relay team, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson, the 4x2, Kaylee Miller, Maggie Kirshner, Bailey Wanless, and Aubrey Cook, and the 4x4, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson will be representing Ithaca Weston. Yesterday at the WIAA Golf Regionals, Lodi was the top team with a 349, River Valley second at 355. They're advancing to the next level. The top overall golfer was a freshman, Cole Herbst of Platteville, fired a 77. Roman Johnson, the senior from Richland Center, with a 78. He will be moving on to the sectional golf meet. And Gavin Davison had an 81, third best score yesterday for the players, and that was at Prairie du Chien High School. Richland Center is mentioned, led by Roman Johnson with a 78, an 89 for Connor Hying, a 95 for Trayton Shep, Andrew Knable with a 96, Grayson Clements with a 109 for Richland Center as a team. They shot a 358. 355 for River Valley, again paced by Gavin Davison with an 81. Will Kaltenberg had an 88, a 92 for Connor Grant, and Cam Schmidtkonecht with a 94, Lucas Klein with a 101. In softball action, River Valley won a WIAA regional game 18-9 over Viroqua. It was a contest that had a little bit of everything, including about a half-hour weather delay. Viroqua scored 4 runs in the first inning, only to have River Valley answer with 7 in the bottom of the first. The host Hawks continued to build the lead, and when they were up 18-4, it looked like the game would end in 4.5 innings. Viroqua, however, had other ideas and plated 5 runs in the 5th to take away the 10-run rule opportunity. The game wound up going the duration with River Valley winning by 9. Tessa Schluter worked the entire game in the circle for River Valley and logged the pitching win. Hannah Hegland was 4-for-5 with an RBI and 4 runs scored. Ella Hillebrand was 2-for-4 with a 2-run home run and 4 RBIs for the game. Haley Williams had a 2-run home run, and Leah Makarowski drove in 2 runs. Whitney Scrady was 4-for-4 for Viroqua, and Maddie Zuby pitched 6 innings to take the loss. Viroqua's final season record is 9-15. River Valley, following the 18-9 win, is now 12-10. They will host Lancaster today at 5 after the Arrows won 7-4 over Westfield. The two teams split wins during the regular conference season. In other Division III games from last night, Adams Friendship scored the win over Dodgeville 7-5. They'll advance to play at Prairie du Chien today after Prairie got the win against Westby and that final was 10-3. In WIAA Division IV softball games, Fenimore 7-5 over Iowa Grant. Boscobel end of the year for Riverdale 8-1. Cashton was a 4-1 winner over Luther. Blair Taylor got the win against Bangor 17-7 as well. That provides some interesting regional championship matchups today, including the rematch with Boscobel and Cuba City. Those two teams just met not too long ago, and Cuba City came out a one-run winner. In Division 5, games last night included Highland 2-0 over Potosi Cassville, Barneville 7-2 over River Ridge. Judah Albany beat Wazika Steuben 4-0, and a 7-0 win for Belmont over Pecatonica. Ithaca was a winner 15-0 in four innings over Lafarge. They will host Seneca today. Seneca's Royals with a 7-3 victory against Waniwok last night. And so that game will be played today at Ithaca starting at 5. Seneca at Ithaca. We'll have the game as our featured broadcast on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com beginning with the pregame time around 4:50. It's a regional championship today. Brookwood with a 10-1 win over Kickapoo last night. They will face Hillsborough at Hillsborough today. The Tigers were 13-4 victors against DeSoto. And in Division 2, Mount Horeb 10-0 over Sauk Prairie in five innings. Wisconsin Dells 8-7 over Reedsburg. West Salem end of the year for Platteville 9-2. They will be at Portage tonight after Portage picked up a 6-2 win against La Crosse Logan. Regular season baseball last night, the Ithaca baseball team picked up a 3-0 win against Belmont. The Bulldogs were led by Micah Salisbury with three hits, two apiece for Mac Neef and Sammy Clary. Micah Salisbury pitched five innings for the win, Sammy Clary with two innings of relief as the Bulldogs finished out a 20-1 regular season. Getting ready for action in the WIAA tournament, they have a first-round bye. They will play the winner of tonight's regional opener. Hillsborough plays at Cashton. Weston, number 5 seed, hosting 12th seed Kickapoo today at 5. Waniwok Center plays at DeSoto as well. Seneca hosts North Crawford. New Lisbon at Wazika Steuben and Lafarge Youth Initiative at Brookwood. The winner of that game plays number 2 seed Royal. Again, Ithaca and Royal both have first-round byes in that half-sectional. In Division 3, Fenimore is home against Luther. Prairie du Chien hosts Melrose-Mindoro. Boscobel at Westby. Darlington hosts Westfield. Lancaster at Mineral Point. And Dodgeville at Cuba City. Matchups today in Division 2, Richland Center at 12th seed plays at number 5 Portage this afternoon at 5. Wisconsin Dells will be doing battle against Sauk Prairie and Adams Friendship at Mount Horeb. Baraboo will be at Lodi. It will also be Platteville hosting River Valley today. The Blackhawks and Hillman rematch in that regional opener today. On the state scene, the Marlins starting pitcher held Milwaukee without a run on three hits through the first eight innings Wednesday in a 1-0 decision. Miami took 2 of 3 in the series. The Brewers lost despite a strong outing by ace Freddie Peralta, who gave up a leadoff home run to Jazz Chisholm Jr., and not much after that. Peralta allowed 4 hits, a walk, and struck out 7. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about Peralta's night.
I mean, Freddie was magnificent, and you give up one run in eight innings of pitching, you plan on winning the game. So their kid deserves a lot of credit, man. That kid was great. We didn't get on him at all. He was all over us all night, ahead in the count, and pitched great. Sanchez swinged the bat great, but other than that, we couldn't really get anything going.
Jesus Luzardo threw 8 scoreless innings to knock down the Brewers. Freddie's fastball was good last night.
It's fastball Freddie, it all plays off the fastball. He has to establish that. And, he can't throw 5-6 in a row and throw one down the middle, but he can use his fastball effectively and know how to locate it in the top half of the zone. It's really tough to hit. And then everything else works off of that, but he was magnificent.
The Brewers are off today. They'll open up a weekend series at Fenway Park in Boston tomorrow night. San Diego 7-3 over Cincinnati. Atlanta beat the Cubs 9-2. San Francisco 9-5 over Pittsburgh. Arizona 6-0 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Angels 2, Houston 1. Kansas City 8-3 over Detroit. Boston 8, Tampa Bay 5. The Yankees 7-3 over Seattle. Toronto 9, the White Sox 2. Interleague play, St. Louis 3-1 over Baltimore. Minnesota 3-2 over Washington. Cleveland 6, the Mets 3. St. Louis 5-4 over Baltimore. Philadelphia 11, Texas 4. Colorado 4-3 over Oakland. Specialists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have offered a possible reason for the injury problems plaguing Packer wide receiver Christian Watson. He tells reporters they told him one of his legs is stronger than the other. That could be a factor in the multiple lower body injuries he has suffered. Dairyland Express reports researchers got a $4 million grant from the NFL to do this kind of investigation. Watson says he's undergoing targeted strength conditioning to deal with the issue. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.